Griphook looked at him out of the corners of his slanting black eyes.
You are an unusual wizard, Harry Potter.
In what way? Asked Harry, rubbing his scar absently.
You dug the grave.
So? Griphook did not answer. Harry rather thought he was being sneered at for acting like a muggle, but it did not much matter to him whether Griphook approved of Dobby's grave or not. He gathered himself for the attack. Griphook, I need to ask...
You also rescued a goblin.
What?
You brought me here. Save me.
Well, I take it you're not sorry, said Harry a little impatiently.
No, Harry Potter,
said Griphook, and with one finger he twisted the thin black beard upon his chin.
But you are a very odd wizard.
Right, said Harry. Well, I need some help, Griphook, and you can give it to me. The goblin made no sign of encouragement, but continued to frown at Harry as though he had never seen anything like him. I need to break into a Gringotts vault. Harry had not meant to say it so baldly. The words were forced from him as pain shot through his lightning scar, and he saw again the outline of Hogwarts. He closed his mind firmly. He needed to deal with Griphook first. Ron and Hermione were staring at Harry as though he had gone mad. Harry, said Hermione, but she was cut off by Griphook.
Break into a Gringotts vault?
Repeated the goblin, wincing a little as he shifted his position upon the bed.
It is impossible.
No, it isn't,
Ron contradicted him.
It's been done.
Yeah, said Harry, the same day I first met you, Griphook. My birthday, 7 years ago.
The vault in question was empty at the time,
snapped the goblin. And Harry understood that even though Griphook had left Gringotts, he was offended at the idea of its defences being breached.
Its protection was minimal.
Well, the vault we need to get into isn't empty, and I'm guessing its protection will be pretty powerful, said Harry. It belongs to the Lestranges. He saw Hermione and Ron look at each other, astonished. But there would be time enough to explain after Griphook had given his answer.
You have no chance,
said Griphook flatly.
No chance at all. If you seek beneath our floors a treasure that was never yours...
Thief, you have been warned, beware. Yeah, I know, I remember, said Harry. But I'm not trying to get myself any treasure. I'm not trying to take anything for personal gain. Can you believe that? The goblin looked slantwise at Harry, and the lightning scar on Harry's forehead prickled. But he ignored it, refusing to acknowledge its pain or its invitation.
If there was a wizard of whom I would believe that they did not seek personal gain,
said Griphook finally,
it would be you, Harry Potter. Goblins and elves are not used to the protection or the respect that you have shown this night, not from wand carriers.